The Midwest has seen an incredible loss of native prairies and wetlands over the past few centuries. The changes have been driven primarily by farming and urban sprawl. But here in East Central Illinois, several groups are working to bring back native ecosystems. IPM Student Newsroom's Brendan Gallion reports.
Like most fall days in this part of the country, the skies overhead are gray and cloudy. A fierce wind whistles through the tall prairie at Point Pleasant, in northern Champaign County. Biologist Jason Bly stands beside me in a clearing, marveling at the scene.
Yeah, so right now we're standing at the Middle Fork Forest Preserve, which is one of Champaign County Forest Preserves. I think they've got six or eight different ones, and out of all of them, this is by far my favorite. Just the amount of restoration and the huge expanses of prairie and wetlands that they've got out here. Like, it kind of just makes you realize that this is what Illinois would have looked like 300 years ago.
The Illinois of 300 years ago is long gone. Along with the loss of land came the decimation of native animals as well. Bly calls it a biodiversity crisis. Of the little land that hasn't been farmed over here, part of it belongs to the Champaign County Forest Preserve. Former Director of Natural Resources Peter Goodspeed explains they're making the most of what they have.
If you look at how much land we, you know, manage compared to the entire size of Champaign County, it's very insignificant. The forest preserves in total, we only manage just over 4,000 acres.
Goodspeed notes that there are some farms that are larger than 4,000 acres.
We're these little habitat oases in a desert of corn and soybean here. We do our best in the land that we do have. We're trying to maximize biodiversity, and we do that by focusing on restoring habitat structure and function.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve isn't the only group working to combat the crisis. Bly is involved in the federal Partners for Fish and Wildlife program, which aims to install native habitats on privately owned land. Here in Illinois, those habitats are typically prairies and wetlands. The program is very similar to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Bill Conservation Program. One local landowner, Ross Sorensen, has taken advantage of the program at several of his properties, including a former hops farm near Loda, about 30 miles north of Champaign. Sorensen and I tour the land in his Ford pickup truck.
That's like our farm there, so you saw that wetland and that wetland.
He points out the different plants and animals that now occupy the site, such as a commonly seen marsh hawk, which flies overhead. Below, the scene is almost alien. The tall wooden posts used in hops farming remain, and now stand at the center of an uneven, partially flooded wetland. The area is surrounded by harvested farmland as far as the eye can see. Sorensen was very involved in the making of this small haven, something that he suspects is uncommon.
I would say most landowners are probably more hands-off than we were, just because from a knowledge perspective, planting native seeds is kind of a specialty deal, you know, even for like farmers who are planting seeds every single year.
Sorensen estimates that he's planted more than 40 species of plants at this one site alone. He credits a lot of his conservation knowledge to past experience, but concedes that there's always someone who knows more than he does.
You know, Mother Nature surprises you all the time to say, oh, okay, I see that plant really responded well to the drought conditions, or depending on our weather in the spring and summer, certain wildflowers bloom really heavy, and then you may not see them again for 2 or 3 years.
Sorensen and Bly say that they're seeing immediate successes from the projects. Bly noted the lack of current habitat leads to a profusion of wildlife at any new project.
Especially in East Central Illinois, and as soon as we get a project on the ground, it's amazing the wildlife response, you know, whether it's pheasants, quail, turkey, deer, or, you know, with the wetland, waterfowl, and shorebirds, because there's so little habitat in this part of the state that when we do put a project back on the ground, the wildlife immediately finds it and excels there.
Sorensen also catches sight of waterfowl commonly and notes that he can hear the calls of the near-threatened northern bobwhite quail, a ground-dwelling bird whose population has been in sharp decline.
We see tons of shorebirds out here. Some cranes, egrets. I mean, we call this wild America out here. I mean, there's bald eagles. I think we just saw a golden eagle a half mile away. Those are all new. Hearing quail, although not seeing them as much, but you can hear them calling at sunset.
Other species Bly hopes will thrive thanks to the new habitats are the whooping crane and the American golden plover, a shorebird with a black and white head and shimmering wings. He says that anyone can help fight the biodiversity crisis in small-scale ways, such as donating to conservation causes or starting a butterfly garden. Goodspeed agrees.
when I'm walking around neighborhoods in Champaign and Urbana, I love to see people with like native pollinator gardens and things like that in their yards, even if it's just a really small area.
He says that no contribution is too small. I'm Brendan Gallion, IPM News.